Yeah, I'm Morgan. I'm from Shepparton. I'm a Yorta Yorta man. I'll be 28 this year. I've got one lovely little daughter. This is my fifth time in prison. And apart from that, I'm pretty easy going. Oh, well, I'm on a pretty high wicket today. I got 6 days left, finishing an 18-month sentence, so I get to go home and see my little one, which always excited about. Got a couple of deadly paintings in the torch and that there. Apart from that, can't wait to get back home to Shep and see all the family. Going to go back to TAFE. I'm going to do a bit of studying. I'm going to do Cert 3 in Aboriginal and Community Arts. Have a go of that. Get back into Rumbalara. Try and help out a few of the younger kids, show them the right ways. Do a little bit for the community. Might get back into footy, get back to some sheep shearing, and try and keep busy. Yeah, we've got about 13 different brothers here, 13, 14. We all keep a tight network, make sure we go and see each other and help each other out with coffee and a bit of a yarn if they're needed, and always looking out for each other, you know. Have a few barbecues and that. The barbecues have got a bit outdated at the moment because of this corona stuff, but you know, I'll make sure that I catch up with at least half of them every day and go and see what they're doing. We do some paintings together down in the Koori Art, and that's about us. We've got a Skype situation in here, so I jump on 3 days a week so I can video call my little one. And, you know, she turned 5 on the 21st of May, so she's getting real smart, you know, being able to pick up everything that I'm putting down. Apart from that, ring my mum, the rest of my family on phone. I always write a lot of letters, make sure I punch them out a photo once a month, and yeah, keep it going like that. We've got two really good career liaison officers here that battle really hard for us. So, you know, I've done a bit of a cultural journey plan with Arnie Lynn. She's up here in Bendigo. So, you know, she keeps us really culturally connected, and, you know, we always make sure we keep with the brothers here. We've got a really good network of other Koori fellas in here that we all hang out and make sure we get ourselves through it. I'll be home this year, which, you know, it'll be one of my very first NAIDOCs outside. I'm a stolen generation man, so I only found out about my Aboriginal history about 5 or 6 years ago through being incarcerated through a few of the other elders at new family members. So, you know, I've really, really embraced it and taken it on. And, you know, doing the NAIDOCs in prison was something I always really looked forward to. So, first one on the outside, it'll be really good. Because it always was our land and it always will be our land. We are the first people here, and, you know, people need to start seeing that and recognising it. Because, you know, it's just getting worse and worse out there at the moment. Especially with all the Black Lives Matter stuff, you know. It's about time people seen it our way. The more people that know what we've been through with our struggle, the better. We're the most incarcerated people out there, so, you know, something's got to give.